Good night, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Pei Dalid. Again, for those listening on YU Torah, this is Elisha Graf covering for Rabbi Leibowitz, who will be back before Yontif, and we'll say, I think, for maybe a day following Yontif, and then he's away again, so I'll be back for a period of a few days after Pesach. In any event, yesterday, we learned through the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We got up to the Gemara, and as we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, today's Gemara is going to focus pretty much exclusively on the latter part of the Mishnah. The latter part of the Mishnah was one in which we were discussing the four midos by mechira. And by four midos, we had clarified that we meant there are certain cases where somebody sells something to somebody else, and the person who bought the thing didn't get what he thought he was getting, or the person that sold the item didn't sell what he thought he was selling. So again, in some cases, lokech can be chozer, but not the mocher. In some cases, the mocher can be chozer, not the lokech. In some cases, neither can be chozer. And in some cases, both can be chozer, because neither one got what they thought they were getting out of the bargain. So the Gemara Namad Aleph is going to discuss that, those issues in greater detail. And then on Pei Dalam and Aviz, we'll get to a Mishnah, which is going to teach us not about what is included in the sale when something is sold, but rather how you effectuate a kinyan when a person buys peiros from somebody else. Whether it's by an act called medida, which is measuring, or whether it's via meshicha, or whether it's via hagbah. So we're going to see that and discuss that a little bit in the Gemara as well, heading toward the bottom of Amud Beis. So, again, picking up back at Pei Gimel Amud Beis at the Gemara, two lines up from the bottom, so says the Gemara as follows. So, Amar Rav Chista, Machar lo shava chamesh b'sheish. If a person sells, just to back up, I should have mentioned that the din of onah that we're used to learning about in the Gemara is price fraud, but it's onah generally has to be a discrepancy of a sixth. And whether that's a sixth shtus b'mekach or shtus b'mos is a machlokes, but if I sell something to you that's worth $5 and I charge you $6, then the delta, the difference between what I charge you and what the thing is worth, is 1/6. And if the thing is, if there's a discrepancy of 1/6 in the price, that's considered to be onah. Now, typically, the halacha that we're used to working with by onah is that by shtus, it's kana umachzer, that the kinyan is valid, the kinyan goes through, but the defrauded party, I'm sorry, the party who's defrauding the other has to return the overcharge. So for example, if I sell something to somebody else, it's really worth $5 and I sell it for $6, la halacha, that's onah. However, the kinyan is good. It's kana umachzir, but I have to return the sixth dollar to the guy you bought it from me. Here we're going to talk about a different type of onah where there's not necessarily, again, the onah mentioned in the Mishnah was not that there was necessarily a discrepancy in the price. It was more like a bitul mekach. It was more like a mekach tos, because what we were dealing with in the Mishnah was where I thought I was buying a certain thing and I bought something totally different. I thought I was buying chitim yafos and I really bought rose. I was sold rose. So it's a different type of onah. But the onah that we're talking about here now, we're segueing into that type of onah, which is a discrepancy of a sixth. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Machar lo shava chamesh b'sheish. If a seller sells something to a buyer, it's worth $5, he sells it for $6, meaning that the lokeach was nesane, because it was a discrepancy of a sixth. However, then v'hukar v'amad al shmoneh. And then the price changes, things get more expensive, and now the item, instead of being worth $5 or even $6, is now worth $8. So it turns out that the mocher sold something that was worth $5 to the lokech for $6, so there was onah number one. And then it turns out that the market price rose, and that thing that the mocher sold the lokech for $6 is now worth $8. So the Gemara wants to know, minus ana. So who was nesane at first? So lokeach. the lokeach was nesan efers, therefore lokeach yachal lachzer bo. However, therefore the lokeach is able to be chozer. It's the lokeach who's able to back out of this mecher because initially he was the one who was nesana. Even though now at the end of the day, when the dust settles, it turns out that the market price rose, and therefore it turns out that the mocher actually undercharged. Well, initially he overcharged, and therefore the lokeach is nesana, and therefore he could be chozer. And again, the Rashbam points out that this chozer is not consistent with the general halacha that we're used to by onah, because generally where there's an onah of exactly a sixth, the halacha is kana machzir. Not that you're chozer, but over here the Gemara for whatever reason uses a lashon of chozer. So it says, the lokeach is able to be chozer and not the mocher. Mishum de amarle, because the lokeach can say, flipping over to peidala amen aleph, ilu lo onisan lo havi matzis hadrabach, hashra de onisa matzis hadrasbach, because the lokeach has the following taina. Let's say the mocher would have sold the item that's worth $5 for $5. So he sold an item worth $5 for $5. The next day, the market price of the item goes up dramatically, and now the item is worth $8. Can the mocher go to the lokeach and say, I was nesane because I sold you something worth 8 for 5? No. At the time that the sale was consummated, the item was worth 5, it was sold for 5. So now the lokeach is going to say, in that case, you wouldn't have been able to be chozer mocher. But now that you sold me something that's worth $5 for $6, so I have a right to retract. And now the market price went up, so now it's worth $8. Because I have a right to retract now, all of a sudden you're going to have even stronger rights and you're going to have a right to retract. That's not the way it works. So Vitanatuna and the Gemara observes that we have a Mishnah like this. Yafos Venimtsu Ros. If the buyer thought he was buying good wheat and it turns out that it was bad wheat, then lokeach yachal lachzer bo v'lo mocher. Then the lokeach could be chozer, but not the mocher. So we see that it's only the one who was initially defrauded who can be chozer, but not the one who did the initial defrauding who later has a right to be chozer. The Rashbam explains here, Why in the world would the mocher ever have a right to be chozer here if he thought that he knew that the buyer wanted yafos and he was selling the buyer rose? Why in the world would the seller ever be able to retract? So we saw already yesterday in the Rashbam and the Mishnah, who said that obviously we're talking about a case where in the interim, the market price, even for bad wheat, goes up to the extent that the amount that he sold it for was undercharging. He didn't make as much profit as he otherwise could have. And that's the chiddush, that even though the market price changed, and now it turns out that the mocher charged too little, even for bad wheat, because he initially defrauded the buyer, and the buyer thought he was getting good wheat, he was actually sold bad wheat, the only party with the right to retract is the buyer and not the seller. So we have our Mishnah, which is a support for the halacha that was mentioned in the Braisa. And now the flip side, 4 lines down, V'yamar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, Mocher lo shava sheish b'chamesh, if you sell something worth 6 for 5, meaning now it was the mocher who was defrauded, and it was the lokeach who did the defrauding, v'huzlu, and now the market price of the item tanked, and now the item v'amdu al gimel, and now it's worth 3. So again, something that was worth 6 was bought for 5, now the thing is worth 3. So mi nesane, who was nesane? Mocher. The mocher was nesane because he's the guy who sold something that was worth $6 only for $5. And therefore, mocher yachalach zerbo v'lo lokeach. The mocher is the one with the right to retract, not the lokeach. Demarle, because even though now it's worth 3, and so it turns out that the lokeach paid 5 for something that's worth 3, because initially it was the mocher who was nesane, only the mocher could be chozer, but not the lokeach. Demarle, because the mocher could say, ilu lo anisan lo avi matzis hadras. If I would not have been nesane, in other words, if I would not have been given a window to retract, because the halacha is that a person has the right to retract al kadesha yira latago or lakrovo until he could show it to somebody who can make an appraisal and inform the guy whether he was overcharged or whether he was underpaid, depending on which way the onoa goes. So the mocher could say, listen, just because I have the right to retract within a certain period of time doesn't give you lokeach greater rights to unwind the transaction. So if there was no onoa initially in this case, so where there's no onoa, the sale is consummated. when a kinyan is made. So if there was no ono in the case, it would have been that I bought something worth, that I sold something worth five for five. You would not have been able to retract, and I would not have been able to retract. And then if later, after the sale was consummated, the market price changed, so it turns out that there was a discrepancy, nobody's able to be chozer for that. So therefore, now you shouldn't have greater rights. The mocher will say, had it not been that you lokeach ripped me off, that you jipped me, you would not have been able to be chozer. Now that you did defraud me and I had a right to retract, that doesn't give you any greater rights and any ability to retract. Therefore, it's only me. It's only the mocher who is able to retract. Vitana tuna, and the Mishnah and the Gemara observes that we also have a raya to this in our Mishnah. Ros v'nimtza yafos. If the mocher thought that he was selling bad wheat, inferior wheat, and it turns out that he sold superior wheat, then mocher yachal achzerbo. The mocher is able to be chozer because he thought that he was selling something different. V'lo lokeach and not the lokeach. And again, why would the lokeach ever want to be chozer if he thought he was buying bad wheat and he was really buying good wheat? Of course, we're talking about a situation where the market price was lower. The market price decreased, and now it turns out that he overpaid. Even though he got better wheat than he bargained for, it turns out that he really overpaid based on the current market price. But he doesn't have a right to be chozer, because had it been a situation where he got what he thought he was getting, nobody would have been able to be chozer, because the kinyan would have been consummated. Once the kinyan is consummated, you don't have a right of chazara on account of a later movement in the market price. So says the Gemara, okay, well now you gave me two brises. One where the lokeach is nisana, one where the mocher is nisana, and you said that both of these brises have a proof in our Mishnah. So if that's the case, samai kamash malan masnisan he. So why are you hacking me with these brises? We learn these halachas, we learn both of these halachas in the Mishnah. So why are you bringing me these brises? So says the Gemara, no, there's still a need for the brises. Why? Because ime masnisan, if we would have learned these halachas from the Mishnah, havamina dilmad rav chister tavayu matzi hadrabe. I would have thought that maybe both people could have been chozer. Why? Because again, the Rashbam explains that because the way it works by Onah is if a certain party was defrauded, if he either paid too much or charge too little, then the sale remains pending, as it were. There remains an open right of chazara until the time when Kadesha Yira Latargal or Krovo. So I might have thought that once the sale is held in abeyance, so to speak, either party can come and retract during that interim period. Umas nisin ha'asa lashmi'inan, and our Mishnah comes to tell us to lokeach yachal achzerbo, that the lokeach can be chozer in the case where the mocher said he was selling good wheat and the lokeach bought bad wheat, because it turns out that the lokeach thought he was getting good wheat and got bad wheat. The chiddush of our Mishnah could be that the lokeach could be chozer. Why, what's the havamina that the lokeach can't be chozer? He thought he was buying good wheat and it turns out he was sold bad wheat. So he did not buy what he thought he was buying. Says the Gemara, the salka that the kamina mishem dechsev rav ra yomar akone. Because the chiddush of the Mishnah is, The chiddush of the Mishnah is that I would have thought that nobody is able to be chozer, because the assumption is when there's a buyer and a seller who are angling to make a deal, that the seller is always going to overstate the value of the item that he's selling, and the buyer is always going to understate, or he's always going to offend the thing that he's buying. Why? Because the buyer is going to talk down the item because he wants to act as if he's cool with it and he's denigrating it and it's not really great and he's trying to bargain for a lower price. The mocher is trying to inflate the value of the item because he wants to sell it for a greater price. And so I might have thought, had I only learned the Mishnah, I might have thought that neither of them could be chozer, even when the buyer thought he was getting good and actually got bad, or even where the mocher thought he was selling bad and actually sold good, because everybody was just negotiating, using their negotiating tactics and jockeying for leverage. So kamash malan for the Mishnah, that the lokeach could be chozer, because the lokeach didn't get what he thought he was getting. And now the Braisa comes and tells me that it's only the lokeach who could be chozer, but not the mocher. Or where the mocher was cheated, it's only the mocher who could be chozer and not the lokeach. Okay, so says the Gemara now weiter. So We had said that one case where both of them could be chozer is where the item, didn't match up with what each one thought they were buying or selling. So in other words, it was a totally different item. So I thought I was going and buying red wheat, and I actually bought white wheat. So that's not a function of superior versus inferior. That's a function of it's two different things. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shachmamis, if I thought I was buying red wheat, Benimtzas Levana, and it turns out that it was white wheat. So Amara Papa, Midiktoni Levana, from the fact that we say white in the Mishnah explicitly, Shmamina Hai Shimsha Sumkehi. So it's a raya that the sun is red. The sun is red. So how do we know? And that's why we call Shachmamis. That's why when we refer to the color red, we refer to Shachmamis, which obviously connotes the sun. It has a connotation of the sun. And says Tosfos, what's the nafkamina? Okay, good. So the sun's red. What difference does it make that the sun's red? So Tosfos trots out the typical nafkamina when we have no other nafkamina. Nafkamina is if a person is noder hana from things that are red, is he noder hana from the sun, or is he noder hana? Is he noder hana from the sun or not? If a person is noder hana from shachmamis, so what does that mean? So what's he noder hana from? So it turns out that he would be noder hana from something that is red. Okay, so Teidas, it says the Gemara, the Kasamka Tzafro Panya, because the sun is red in the morning and in the evening, V'haidelo koi chazinan kuli yoma nohorinhu delo bari. And the reason that we don't see the sun as red throughout the entire day is only because our eyesight is only not that great. So we'll see in the Gemara why it is that the sun is red dafka in the morning and the evening. But here's a raya that shachmamis is a lashon of red. So meis face, if like the Gemara, maybe not. Umareyu amok mina ar. We're talking about tsaras now, and we're talking about the marev tsaras being quote deeper than the skin. Kamare chama amuka minat sel. Just like the mare of a chama, just like the mare of the sun is deeper than the mare of a shadow. Fahasam lavan hu. And over there, the tsaras, if we'll recall, tsaras that we're talking about is where you have a white spot. So why are we talking about where the white spot is deeper than the surrounding area, just like the chama is deeper from the cell? Isn't that a raya that we're comparing the chama to the white of tsaras, and that the chama is therefore white, not red? So says the Gemara, no, kamare chama velo kamare chama. It's tsaras is like the mare chama, but it's not really like the mare chama. Kamare chama damu kamenatzel. It's like the mare chama in that it's deeper than the shade. Velo kamare chama dilu asam lovan v'acha adam. And it's not exactly like the mare chama because the mare chama is red, and over here by the tsaras, there is a different color to the tsaras, but the tsaras is white. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ulamai de Solak Adaita Meikara, Haka Samka Tsafro Panya, and that which we had said earlier, that the morning and the evening the sun looks red, Bitsafra de Cholfia Bevardi, de Ganeden. In the morning it's because the sun is passing by the rose bed in Gan Eden, and Bapanya de Chalfa Pischa de Gehenim Vika Damri Yevka, and in the evening because it's passing by the entrance to Gehenim, and others say it's the opposite. And so if you look over here in the Rashbam, the Rashbam seems to indicate that Gan Eden is on the east and Gehenim is on the west. And according to the Rashbam, it's not that the Gemara is saying, and others say the opposite, because others say that Gan Eden is in the west and Gehenim is in the east. According to the Shita, everybody holds that Gan Eden is in the east. The only question is the sun picking up the reflection from Gan Eden in the morning when it's rising in the east, or is it picking up the reflection from Gan Eden when it's placed in the opposite end of the horizon from the entrance to Gan Eden? So is it picking up the reflection when Gan Eden is in the east and the sun is in the west? That's what the machlokas is. Tosos throughout Shas, though, seems to indicate that in some places that Gan Eden is in the east. Sometimes he says it's in the north, and sometimes he says it's sometimes he says it's in the west. So Tosfa seems to have different shitas. The Rashbam, though, explains that what the Gemara means here is that everybody agrees that Gan Eden's in the east. The only question is, does the sun pick up the reflection from Gan Eden when it's in the east, when the sun itself is in the east in the morning, or when the sun is in the west in the evening? Says the Gemara Vayter, two lines up from the bottom, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. So Yayim Im Tzachometz Shnei Micholim Lachzarem, because neither one got what they thought they wanted. So Lema Masnitzin Rebbe Evil or Rabbanan. Shall we say that our Mishnah is like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan? Titania, because we have a Brisa, Yayin V'chometz Min Echadu, that Yayin and Chometz are one min. So what does it mean that they're one min? So that's the Tanakhama. Let's just learn a couple more words. Rebbe Yomer Shnei Minim. And Rebbe says it's two minim. Now, says the Rashbam, what's the nafkamina that it's one min? So one nafkamina is linyan truma, that you have to give truma from min al mino, that you have to give the truma that you separate from an item has to be from that item. Now, if the yayin and chometz are one min, it means that if I have wine and I want to separate truma from that wine, I don't have to separate truma of wine. I could separate truma of vinegar, and that could go to that could serve as the truma on wine as well. The Rashbam says another nafkamina is by Shvua Moda B'miksas. So we know the halacha is that if I say you owe me $100 or 100 bushels of wheat, and you say no, I don't, but I do owe you 50, that's considered to be a Moda B'miksas, and Moda B'miksas Ataina is Yishava. But the only time it's Moda B'miksas Ataina is where the Hodah is Mimin Hataina. It's only where the Hodah is part of the actual Taina. If, however, I came and said that you owe me 100 bushels of wheat, and you said no, but I owe you 50 bushels of barley, that's not Mimin Hataina, therefore there is no Shvu in that case. Ah, so says the Rashbam, the Nafkamina is like this. If I say you owe me 10 barrels of wine, and you say no, but I owe you 5 barrels of vinegar, is that Hodah Mimin Hataina? According to the Chachamim, it is Hodah Mimin Hataina because they're Min Echad. So anyway, back in the Gemara, what the Gemara was saying was, from the fact that you tell me in the Mishnah that if I think I'm buying wine and I really buy vinegar, or the opposite, both of them can retract, it appears that wine and vinegar are not the same thing. So do you mean to say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan say that wine and vinegar are the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, come on. Afilu Tema Rabbanan, Ad Kana Pligi Rabbanan Aleha De Rebbe, Elalina Maiser Truma. The only time that the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe is by Maiser and Truma, Chedor Rebbe Loi. And because of the Shita of Rav Eloi, Damar Rav Eloi, Minayin Latorin Mina Ra Alayafa Shetruma Asar Truma. How do you know that if you separate out as Truma inferior produce and try to dispense with that separation the Truma requirement on superior produce, Shetruma Asar Truma, how do you know that that's valid? Shenemar Avlo Sisu Alav Chet Barim Chemes Chelbom Mimenu, that you shouldn't bear a Chet when you separate your Truma. Now, Ameinu Kadosh Nasias Chet Lama, if separating inferior produce to serve as truma on superior produce didn't work at all, why does the pasuk use the lashon of velosisu alav chet? What's the iniquity in that? What's the avera? Mikan l'torem in arala yofa shor trumaso truma. So from there we learn that for one who is torem in arala yofa, then trumaso is truma. So it's only legabe truma in order to illustrate this halacha. We learn that if a person has to give truma from wine, and instead of separating wine, he separates vinegar on the wine, that's going to be a valid aramash truma. However, avalinia mekka chomemkar, however, legabe mekka chomemkar, de kuli alma ika denichale bechamra, velo nichale bechala, ika denichale bechala, velo nichale bechamra. However, by mekka chomemkar, you're intending to buy what you need. Some people, when they're cooking, they need vinegar. Other people, they want wine to drink. So you could tell me from today until tomorrow that legabe, the halacha of truma, maybe the vinegar is considered to be inferior to the wine, but it's really type of the same min legabe, the halacha of truma, legabe mecha chomemkar, it's all totally on what I need. If I need vinegar, I want vinegar. If I need wine, I want wine. Therefore, everybody would agree, even the chachamim would agree, that by mecha chomemkar, wine and vinegar are not the same thing. It says the next Mishnah. So again, this Mishnah is going to transition away from what's included in the sale, and it's going to focus on how you effectuate the kinyan. So Hamokher Peres L'Chaveiro. So if a person sells peres to his friend, Mashach V'Lamadad, if he made a Meshicha and he was not Moded, he did not measure, Kona, then he is Kone. So says the Rashbam, Says the says the Rashbam over here like this. So the Rashbam says uposak lo adamim, that we're obviously talking about a case where they set the price b'shar ha'yadua, that they just pegged the price to the market price, let's say to the commodity price of the fruit back when the commodity price of fruit was well known. Kol eifa b'kach b'kach umoshach, that in other words, it's a certain amount of money per pound. It's $3 a pound, whatever it is, and therefore they knew that whatever the amount of weight, whatever the gross of the item was, that's how much he would be charged. And therefore, that's the way, says the Rashbam, that you could set it up by being kone as soon as you're modeid. Umoshach kegon besimto b'chatzar shel shneim. The Rashbam fills us in further that when we talk about doing a meshicha, we're talking about doing it in a simto, which is a semi-private alleyway, u'b'chatzar shel shneim, or in a chatzar that is jointly owned. Kana v'yafal pish la madad, even though you didn't do the medida. Why? The medida lama akva. Medida is not Ma'akev, says the Rashbam, the ena ela gilu milsa ba'alma kama machar, because the medida only serves as a gilu milsa, exactly how much he bought. But we already know what the price is, because we're talking about a case where the shar is b'shar yadua, so the medida is only a gilu milsa. V'ilim lo pasak, however, if he was not posek, it was not posek the price alfal pisha madad a mashach, even though he did the medida, he did the meshicha lo kana kadamina megemara de lo samcha datayu shadayna mocher yachal alos demayim kol mashi yirtzav izay yachal lomar loekne mele bazul. If they don't have a meeting of the minds on the price, then I can measure however many bushels I want, and I can be moshech whatever I want. There is no sale because there is no meeting of the mind. So obviously we're only talking about where there's a shar yadua, where there's a yadua price. Everybody knows that it's going to be $3 a pound. The only difference is, am I buying 2 pounds or am I buying 3 pounds? Okay, so in that case, again, said in the Mishnah, Hamocher peres l'chaveiro, mashach v'lo madad. If you made a meshicha and you didn't measure, you are kone. Madad v'lo mashach, lo kana. However, if you did the medida and didn't do a meshicha, then you are not kone. Why aren't you kone if you did the medida? You put it in your kalim, says the Rashbam. No, you didn't, because we're dealing with a situation where you did the medida in the kalim of the mocher. V'yaniach al gabi simta, aval modad v'nosa l'toch kalav shalokeach kana. But the Gemara will say that if you did the medida in your kalim, in the kalim of the lokeach, then you would in fact be kone. Now the Mishnah says something very cryptic that we're not going to learn what it means until the end of the daf. And if the lokeach was a pikeach, socheres mekoman, he would rent the space. What does this mean? We'll see. Halokeach pishra mechavero. Now if a person buys flax from his friend, hareze lo kana, he is only kone with a kinyan of hagbah. So if this is hagbah, why are we talking about carrying it from place to place? Just say, why are you talking about carrying it from place to place? The Rashbam explains, because stam, the derech of what people do, is after they pick something up, with the intention to take it somewhere else. So that's why it says, but you can only be kone pishtron through hagbah. And if it was mechubar lekarka and you were tolish at even a minute amount, even a small amount, then you are going to be kone. Says the Gemara, some Rav Asi, some Rav Yochanan, madad v'yiniach al gabei simta. If a person does a medida and then he puts it, then he puts the item on a simta, then kana. So if he puts it on a simta, then he's kone. So what's a simta? So the simta, says the Rashbam, is the amar shvil shal yechidim. Some say it's a private right of way. It's a private easement. Vani shamati knisa balotes mershus harabim yish rushus levnei adam lahamid sham chafatzim shalem kechatzar rashutvim deino osay liyalech bnei rushus harabim. That it's like a little overflow area on the side of rushus harabim, where even though it's not part of the rushus harabim, it's well known, everybody has permission to go there, and people might go there to get out of the hubbub of the shuk in order to quietly negotiate a business deal with somebody else. They were going to the simcha, to the simta. So modad v'niach agabi simta. If you were modad and then put the items in a simta, kana, then you are kona, even if there was no meshicha. So amar le Rav Zeira lo Rav Asi, shema lo shama Rebbe, ela b'modad l'toch kupaso. Well, maybe you only heard this halacha if you did the medida in the kalim of the lokeach, because if you did the medida in the kalim of the lokeach, if you did the medida in the kalim of the lokeach, then his kalim are kone. But are you insinuating that this halacha of the medida in the simta works even if you're modeid on the floor of the simta? So maybe you only heard this if you're using the kalim of the lokeach. Amar le dami haimer rabbanan kelo gamri in shishmaita. So it's as if you had never learned a gemara in your life. So mada latoch kupaso meim rabbi. If I'm measuring it in my kupa, if I'm measuring it in my kalim, do I need a special braisa to tell me that this type of medida works? In that case, my kalim are kone for me. No, so I don't need a braisa to tell me that my kalim are kone for me. The chiddush of the braisa is that, in fact, if I did the medida on the floor of the simta, that's good enough. So kibli minei or lo kibli minei, but did he accept this response from him or not? So what's the halach here? So tashma. So we learn a raya. Dam Rav Yanai, because Rav Yanai says, so again, so we had Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, who made this memra. Now we're bringing a statement from Rav Yanai. So why in the world are we bringing a statement from Rav Yanai? So the explanation is because Rav Yanai was Rav Yochanan's Rebbe, and in Mistama, if we could prove that Rav Yanai held something, Rav Yochanan probably would hold from that shita as well. So Dam Rav Yanai, Amar Rebbe, Chotzer HaShutfin Kone Zemize. If you have a Chotzer HaShutfin, then if you have a Chotzer HaShutfin, they could be Kone one from the other. So, and what does this mean? So it says, if you look in Tosfos over here, Divrei Maskel Chotzer, Mashma Mitoch HaLoshon Sheh Chotzer Kone below Zechiah's Kalev. It's Mashma that the Chotzer itself has a power of Zechiah without using his Kalim. Mashma Le Dekana Af Below Mashicha. And it's Mashma that just putting something down in a Chotzer, even if you're not putting it down in your Kalim, even if there is no Mashicha, you can effectuate a Kinyan through that means. So my Lav Al Gabi Karka, so doesn't it mean that by a Chotzer Shal Shneim, and again, what did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam said that a Simta is like a Chotzer Shal Shutfin, that just like by a Chotzer, so doesn't it mean that your koned even al gabe karka, says the Gemara, lo l'toch kuposo. No, we're talking about a case where you measure it, where your koned the item in your utensil in the chutzar of the shutfim. And you have to say like that. Yom Rav Yaakov, Yom Rav Yochanan, modad v'iniach al gabe simta lo kana. That we have another brisa that says that if you were modeid, if you measured and then you put it on a simka and a simta, then you're not kone. Sakasha na dadi. So we have these two brisas that are stiras. First, you tell me that if I'm modeid and I put it in a simta, I am kone. Now you're telling me if I'm modeid and I put it in a simta, I am not kone. Selalav shmamina kan bemodeid litoch kuposo kan bemodeid al gabe karka shmamina. So over here we have a raya. The only time medida works in a simta is if I'm doing a medida in the kalim of the lokeach. If, however, I try to do a medida on the simta itself, that is not going to work. Tashma. Now we have another brisa. Madad velo moshach. If you did a medida and you were not moshech, lo kana, then you are not going to be kone. My love besimta, so doesn't this mean in a simta? Lo, and means, the reason that you're not kone is because you're trying to do the medida on the floor of the simta, and we had said that the medida only works when it's in the kalim of the lokeach. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not a raya. Brishus harabim. That's talking about Rishus harabim. And the reason that the medida doesn't work is because you have no rights in Rishus harabim. So, iachi ema resha. But if that's the case, look at the resha. Mashach v'lo modad kana. We had said that if you did the meshicha without the medida, the first part of the Mishnah told me that I'm kone. Now, Brishus harabim mikan, meshicha Brishus harabim mikanya. So if we're talking about we're in Rishus harabim, does meshicha work in Rishus harabim? Meshicha doesn't work in Rishus harabim. V'abaya v'rava damri tavaya mesira kone Brishus harabim. Mesira, which is handing from one hand to the other, from one person to the other, handing directly, hand to hand, that's kone Brishus harabim. Uvechaser shena shal shneim. Meshicha is kone besimta uvechaser shehi shal shneim. Meshicha works only in a jointly owned chaser or in a simta, which is a semi-private area. V'agba kone become Mokom, and Agba is Kone any place. So my Mashach, so we can't be talking about a Rishus HaRabim here, so we have to be talking about a Simta. Says the Gemara, no, my Mashach Nami Diktoni Rishus HaRabim L'Simta. The type of Mashicha that we're talking about, really we are talking about where it's in a Rishus HaRabim. And that's why the medida is not kone, because you're trying to do it on the floor of a Rishus HaRabim, which means that until now we have no raya from this brisa whether medida on the floor of a simta is effective. But a medida on the floor of a Rishus HaRabim is definitely not effective. If it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how's Mashiach affected? Because we know that Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what are we talking about? We're talking, my Mashach Nami, Diktani Rosh Hashanah Rabbim L'Simta, that you were Moshech from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to a Simta, and that's why your Mashiach works. See, achi, em a seifa. But look at the seifa. Im haya pikeach, socher es mekoman. It said in the Mishnah that if the lokeach is a pikeach, then he's going to be socher the place. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, miman agar. And if we're talking about where it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, who in the world is he being kone from in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? He can't be kone from anybody in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says the Gemara, Achi Kamar, Vim Bershus Bailim He. Now we're coming to a different case. First, the Mishnah starts talking about what works in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. When we mentioned Mashiach, we meant that you're Moshech from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Simta. Now, when we make the cryptic reference in the Mishnah that if he's a Bekeach, he will be Socher the place, it means if they're not in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but now we're talking if they were in the Rosh Hashanah of the Mocher, then if the Lokeach were a smart guy, what would he do? He would be Socher the Makom, and if he would be Socher the Makom, then he would be able to acquire the produce, he would be able to acquire the peiros in that manner. So tomorrow, Rabbi Leibowitz will pick up further in this discussion.